Chapter 18. Castle, Take 2. We hide out in the trees and try to figure out a new plan. Our goal is to rescue both Xavier and the prince from the dungeons. But the guards will be looking for us, Snow points out. She's holding onto a large branch for dear life, and both dungeons are locked. Of course they are, Jonah says. He's swinging from the treetop like he's on the monkey bars. All dungeons are locked, otherwise who would stay in a dungeon? There's one key for the both of them, Snow says, her knuckles white. I'm balancing on two branches, so where's the key? She shrugs. In Evil Evelyn's room, maybe? Jonah says. If I had a key to the dungeon, I would keep it under my pillow. I snicker. It's not a baby tooth. I know where you'd keep it, he says to me. In your jewelry box. That's where your diary key is. Jonah! I shriek. Why do you know that? I was exploring. He bats his eyelashes all innocently. Hey, Snow, did you know you're on Abby's jewelry box? Cool, huh? I'm definitely going to have to move that key. A memory flickers in my head. A key. I saw a key. Where did I see a key? Oh! Evil Evelyn was wearing a key around her neck, I exclaim. In the excitement, I slip. Snow screams, but I'm able to steady myself before I go crashing to the ground. Careful, Jonah says, but how do we get it if it's around her neck? That's a very good question. A few hours later, we head back to the castle, but this time it's the middle of the night. Luckily, the moon and stars are super bright, so we can see our surroundings. Our plan is to sneak back into Evil Evelyn's room while she's sleeping and slip off the key. The good news? The guards seem to be gone. The bad news? For the first time all day, the drawbridge is up. How are we going to get to the castle without the bridge? I ask. I guess we'll have to swim, Snow says. Cool! Jonah says. Uh-oh. Okay, I'll admit it. I'm no little mermaid. Wait till you see my front crawl, Jonah boasts. It's awesome! At least we won't have to swim too far. The water is only about 20 feet across. I can definitely do this. Maybe. What if someone sees us? Snow asks. She pinches her nose and wades in. Jonah runs in after her. How long can you hold your breath? I do not like where this conversation is going. Let's just get this over with, I say. I take one step into the water and sink right in. Ugh, mud. And it's cold. Let's go, fast, fast, I say, and quietly. Jonah is still wearing the satchel on his back. Those are going to be some very soggy sandwiches. Oh, no. Snow stops her breaststroke and freezes. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. I forgot about Crowley. Who's Crowley? I ask. A guard? There must be some guards roaming the area. No. The crocodile that lives in the moat. I gasp, swallowing a mouthful of water. This moat? Where we're swimming? Is she kidding me? Jonah points up ahead. Is that him? Oh, my goodness. Up ahead is a crocodile. A ginormous crocodile. A ginormous, scaly crocodile that's currently munching on a large bird like it's a piece of celery. No, Snow says, still frozen. That's way too small to be Crowley. She must have had a baby. That's a baby? It's huge! I turn to Snow in disbelief. How could you forget about two crocodiles? I've had other things to worry about, she huffs, and when I left, there was only Crowley. On my left, an even bigger crocodile comes into focus and then snaps her ginormous crocodile jaw. Maybe we should turn around, I say, my voice shaking. Baby crocodile blocks our path from behind and snaps her baby teeth. I would probably find the idea of a baby crocodile cute if she weren't trying to eat us. Mama crocodile lunges again. Then baby crocodile lunges. Then Mama. And this time, Mama practically flies through the air. A flying crocodile! Jonah hollers, cool! Cool? Not cool. Their teeth look like steak knives. Mama crocodile lunges toward us. Sure! Sure! I yell, grabbing onto Jonah and still frozen snow while trying to swim on my back. I kick my legs hard. It's not easy swimming without using your arms, and Jonah is really heavy. Why is he so heavy? It's that bag he's wearing. What do you have in there, bricks? I gurgle as water splashes into my mouth. The sandwiches! Snow calls out. Give them the sandwiches! Jonah reaches into the satchel backpack and pulls out three of the now soggy stew sandwiches. He tosses two at Mama. He tosses a third at Baby. Will it work? Baby looks startled. Mama nudges one of the sandwiches with her giant mouth. She does it again. Is she sniffing it? Suddenly, Mama chomps into it. Baby tastes hers next. Even crocodiles need to eat, Jonah says, nodding. As long as they're not eating us, I say. When my feet finally touch down, Snow and I collapse on the shore in relief. Not Jonah. He's giddily waving goodbye to the crocs. Dripping wet, I stand up, my legs still shaking. We have to find an unlocked window on the main floor, I say. I'll check these. You guys check those. I try three. All the shutters are sealed shut. They're all locked, Snow says when we regroup. Now what? Snow points upward. Evil Evelyn's window is still open. Yeah, I say. But how are we supposed to get there? Fly? Jonah looks back at the water. I wonder if either of those crocs can fly. Jonah, no. This is not one of your pretend basement games. This is not flying crocodile. Crocs can't fly. And even if they could, you would not be allowed to ride them. Not on my watch, anyway. Speaking of watches, no, mustn't look. It'll just upset me. He shrugs and looks back at the castle. Oh, some of the stones stick out just like on the rock climbing wall at the Y. So? I ask. Jonah claps his hands. So we rock climb! What? No. No way, I say. Yes way! He cheers. It's easy! Easier than tree climbing, even. I'm one of the best rock climbers in my class, you know. In class, you have a harness. But I don't need a harness. I've never fallen. You haven't fallen yet. Abby, he says, his voice serious and his lips twisty. I can do it. Trust me. I can't do it, Snow says, her face white. No more heights for me. I can do it by myself, Jonah says. I'll climb up. You guys spot me. I'll go in through the window. I'll take the key. I am not letting you rock climb the outside of a castle, I say. Case closed. Anyway, even if I did let you, what happens next? Evil Evelyn's sleeping, right? So I carefully take off her necklace, then sneak back downstairs and open the shutters on the ground floor. You climb in, and then we rescue Xavier and the prince. Then we go home. He wipes his hands together like he's cleaning them. All done. I do not like the idea of, one, my little brother scaling two stories of a castle wall without wearing a harness. Two, my little brother in Evil Evelyn's room by himself. Three, my little brother coming up with ideas when my mind is a blank. Okay, fine. I'm proud of him. But still. Snow, you're on spot duty, I order. I'm climbing too. How hard can it be?